Tonight's show is brought to you by Bud's Complete Auto of Traverse City, Michigan, your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 231-499-9119. Bud's Complete Auto, half a mile south of Chum's Corners on the left, just after the bridge.
But I'm going into labor and I need to ride to the hospital. Can you call me back right away? This is my baby we're talking about.
Listen, you're a crazy weirdo.
I can't listen to this crap before my coffee.
I will dispose of you.
I'm very busy.
Don't drink and drive. That's stupid.
Don't be calling me at night leaving me messages either. Sick of it. You need to get your head out of your ass.
Out of my mind. Couldn't get signed. Gotta go streaking by the bay. Load up your guns. Shoot them for fun. Driving in jacked up Chevrolets. Furlong. Smoke bombs. And I never won a thong before. Yeah, right. But now it's time to kick some ass alive. Nervous breakdowns all over town. So ruthless. If you're a pro, give us a call. Stop off the streets.
Hey, what's happening? That's right.
Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there.
It is Christmas Dan right there. Christmas Dan in the
Straight Up It Is
podcast. That's right, everybody. It is Christmas. It is the South of the Streets podcast. Sideshow Nate and Dan Straight hanging out with you.
How you guys doing today?
It's a little bit different tonight because we're doing it. I figured, we would do the show in a family atmosphere. And so
I like that.
Here we are. We're in a family atmosphere. We're sitting out of the Berkey Ranch right now.
I love it.
And we got the family
awesome.
All walking around. We've, everybody opened the presents this morning. We had the brunch type of a meal at some point.
Yes, we did the
you
same.
You know, it was a good day. Everybody took naps in the afternoon. Some people played with their toys. Some people, they just watched TV or they did whatever, you know?
I just get in the Christmas spirit on Christmas and I go all out. I put my Santa hat on.
You did.
You've got the elf.
Yeah, Buddy the Elf shirt.
Hey, I like smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
Got I that. Like smiling.
And, it was like, I was up with the kids this morning, and it was just like wrapping paper and bows hitting the ceilings, Like, boom, boom, we were ripping through the
same
presents.
Here.
We did the
here.
Quiche, late morning quiche.
Oh,
and then we went over to my brother Andrew's house. He just bought a new place, and all the brothers, we all brought our families and just did a bunch of, like, more gift opening for the kids, and it was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was fun.
And you got a big family too. You just drive.
Three
going all
brothers
over the place.
And a sister, and it's like, man, there's a lot of us kids. But let me tell you what. Then I made it over here to the Berkey Ranch now, and I'm like spreading the Christmas cheer with you guys now.
And we had a good time too, man. We had Zoe woke up this morning and she opened up her gift, her first gift. That was
nice.
The one thing that it just breaks my heart really every single year is seeing the face of the kids when they just they're just so happy, like they don't know what they're about to get, and then they look like they're about to explode. But you do get them one kids that are just like, what the heck is this?
Happened with the nephew. He was wanted toys and he got some underwear or something like that, and he flipped out, dude. He was banging the floor, throwing a tantrum, like, dude.
Next year is going to be next year. We're planning on a little prank for our kids too.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't look at me like that. My daughter Valencia right now up at the she's standing at the sink. Veli, come over here. Say Merry Christmas,
Merry
to everybody.
Christmas.
Don't
we're
be
here.
A Scrooge. Come
she's
over here.
She's not gonna.
Oh my gosh, she really is.
She really
is. She just gave me the Scrooge look. All right, well. bah humbug to you. But to everybody else, man, we're having
a
great Christmas.
She's not really feeling good. Not everyone's having the best Christmas, actually, this year. Because I think there's a couple of people here not feeling the best.
My other daughter over here that just walked into the kitchen here where we're doing our show today, here at the Berkey Ranch, she's not feeling well either. There she goes.
She won't... Microphone, you're walking
no,
by.
Microphone, no. Okay. No. No.
Well, hey, we got how about Rest shooting the dog?
Yes, oh, anyway. We got the dog in here. Maybe we can probably get
him
in here.
He'll say hello. We can get him to speak.
We got a big show planned for everybody, though. Okay, now it is Christmas. We're not just telling you to listen to our show and Excuse waste me. Your time. Yes, thank you. There's a Christmas burp from Dan.
I never get to burp on here. So. we I'm have doing big, it. It's Christmas.
We have a lot of fun that we're going to do tonight. We are going to play, we're going to sing some Christmas carols, actually. We're going to do our own online Christmas caroling, is what we're going to do. And with Christmas. Dan and I, we were practicing before the show, and it's hilarious because Dan was like, I don't know about singing my real voice. You know, I don't want to get my real voice out there singing. And
shut up.
I can't wait. I know. This is going to be fun.
I start singing. He's like, dude.
I was like, whoa, it's like Don Henley is
you
over
can
there,
sing,
man.
Brother. Oh, I was like, dude, I got bravado, bro.
Oh, it's beautiful. All right, so we're gonna be singing some online Christmas caroling. Also, speaking of Christmas caroling, if anybody is looking for a great time tonight, there's a Christmas light display that is going on right now down on Kimberly Lane. It's called Christmas on Kimberly Lane right now. It's in Traverse City, right in the Traverse City area. This is what they do. Well, it's not like right in Traverse City.
No, I love that.
It's just on the outskirts over there by Long Lake.
Okay, yeah.
And that's let me give you the whole deets on it. Okay,
yeah, let's
I found this on Facebook the other day watching a video of what they do is they choreograph all the lights along with music, and then they have people that are coming through the subdivision. They can tune into a certain radio station. It's 99.5 FM. I'm assuming this is probably like a LPF, you know, like a low power type of a transmitter or something, but
it gets a whole neighborhood.
Yes, it gets the neighborhood area there. You tune into 99.5 FM on their road, and then you hear my dog barking in the background. Jeez, it's crazy.
Wait, you should just let that dude out. I know he'll be all over he'll be running like crazy.
We will do that in a second. We're going to do that in a second. We'll let my dog
anyway,
out.
Yeah. What is it? Kimberly Lane.
Christmas on Kimberly Lane. Make sure you search for it on Facebook. That's where I found it. Cool. And check it out, man. They are just past Moomers, a couple miles down past Moomers, just before Long Lake Grocery. If you're coming from, like, you know, down there in our area.
Oh, yeah.
If you're
That's
coming from
to
town,
find.
Go down North Long Lake Road, just past the fire station, turn right on Weatherby. Next right is Kimberly, and you won't be able to miss it. It's a big old light show. Tune your radio to 99.5 and you'll find it. It's
I might
easy.
Just have to go check that on the way home tonight.
Yeah, that's what I think
I'm
I might
here
do.
I'm out here at the Berkey Ranch. I got to go that way to head home.
And I talked to these folks. They said that they're going to be doing this and all the way in. Well, I don't know if they're doing it all week this week, but I do know that next on New Year's
Up
Eve.
Up to New
I think,
Year's, probably.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, they're going to be doing another big show on that one.
All right.
Check it out. It's like an hour-long type of a little ride that's all around the subdivision.
Yes.
Just, you know, having a good time,
dude,
man.
You know, they had something similar to that at Fifth Third Ballpark. I think down in Grand Rapids, I think we talked about it
You did
before.
Say this. Yeah,
it's the same type of thing, you know, but there's a pay to get in admission at that place. Actually, I got family down there. They said it was like half the freeway was like wall-to-wall traffic
Shut
trying to
down.
Get down
no
into
kidding.
That exit, yeah,
wow.
to go to that thing.
Yeah, well, that
so
sounds cool.
They play
man.
Music. You drive through light tunnels and crazy stuff they got up there, but
very cool.
You know, wow.
Also
now there's
tonight
something
on
like
the show, we've got the Curse of Joke Island. Episode 2, we're going to do Curse of Joke Island.
Yes.
A couple of my random, real quick thoughts here, I guess. My random Christmas thoughts.
Yeah.
And I discovered this Christmas question today. My daughters have this thing, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there have kids that are doing this too, with this bottle flipping thing. They put a little bit of water in the bottom of like
this.
An Evian bottle.
Challenge. Yeah. Try to get it to just land
And then
standing
they
up.
Flip it. Okay, we spent, I don't know how much money on Christmas gifts for these kids. And then what do I find them doing today? The only thing that they're playing with is a friggin' bottle of water. You know, like they're just sitting and flipping. Hey,
well,
Dallas,
were you guys,
Big D, chiming in.
Were you guys videotaping it?
I got it all on camera.
Well, you better, because if you could land it, then you win the challenge.
It's hilarious.
That means. What do you win?
I don't know. And that's the thing. It's like, look at how cool I am type of a thing. I don't know.
Okay.
It's goofy, man. Like, but that's, you know, like, does anybody
at
else's kids
dude,
do this?
At least it's not like twerking videos.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should be happy, right?
Exactly.
No, but I mean, does anybody else's kids do this? You know, I mean, what is
I'm
with
sure,
this damn bottle
dude.
Flipping thing? This
I'm
is
sure.
like a gold mine that Milton Bradley's just waiting for. That's going to be a $40 freaking toy someday.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yes.
And just flipping a bottle and then it lands.
Dude, that's a good market to get into. Let's like start making our own bottle before they come out with it. We'll patent it.
Crazy
and
Christmas
that way they
gifts.
Can't get us. We can own the patent to it.
Right, right. All right, maybe we should. Why did
we're
I
not,
even say that?
We're not smart enough to do that anyway.
Delete,
Someone's
going
to get us.
All right, so you want to listen to the other things, like we said. We're going to sing some songs tonight. Also, we'll talk about some of the local news that happened over the past week here in just a moment.
Cool.
Did you see the newspaper on Friday?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I
who
did
are
read
those
the story.
Ugly guys? We'll talk about that in just a second here, but
dude,
right now, I would like to get to The Curse of Joke Island.
Let's do that.
This is a piece that we have decided to start doing. It's kind of like, you know, what happened was, I really want to talk to the Laginas. I want to have an interview with Marty or Rick.
Trust me, I know.
That's all I talk about,
dude,
man.
I want to too, man. I am so with you on that. We got to get these guys down here. We got to make this happen somehow.
Just a chat. Yeah, I mean, they're right in Traverse City, but they're very busy guys. I mean, they're businessmen, you know? They're on the go constantly.
Well, we're hoping to have a couple of minutes to listen to Joke Island.
Well, we'll listen to Joke Island, of course. Yeah, but I'm just giving people a little bit of a background story of where Joke Island came from.
Right.
Quickly here. Yeah.
If you don't know about the other show, then you might not understand.
Oh no! Oh, we got a crying kid.
Okay, Joke
crying
Island.
Kid. We are doing the show at my house, so we got a crying kid in the background.
It's Christmas,
let's
dude,
go
family.
Attend to that. Joke Island, everybody. This is our parody of a curse of the Oak Island, but this is called Joke Island. Check it out.
Yes.
There is an island in northern Lake Michigan where people have been looking for an incredible joke for more than 200 years. So far, they have found comedy bits with no punchlines, a Petoskey stone with no spots or any markings on it, even the 16th century painting Raphael's portrait of a young man. To date, no one has died trying to solve the mystery. And according to legend, nobody has to die before the joke can be found. Along with the help of family friends Billy, Will, and Willie, brothers William and Bill Williamson from Traverse City, Michigan, have been on a lifetime hunt for a legend. Tonight, we get one step closer. On tonight's episode, after failing to find any evidence other than wood and plant seeds at the last location, 69X, we find Bill and William back in one of the most mysterious pieces of the Joke Island puzzle, the swamp. The Joke Island Swamp has puzzled the brothers from day two of their expedition due to its almost man-made shape of a parallelogram. However, fellow colleague and skeptic Billy has other thoughts on the bog.
Why in God's name are we back in this filthy, rotting swamp? There's nothing here! I'm telling you!
Billy, calm down. William and I both agree that there is tangible evidence in this swamp. It looks like a parallelogram. Why wouldn't there be treasure here? We are pushing forward and we are draining it.
Seriously? Just because you think it looks like a shape?
A parallelogram, Billy.
Oh, wait a second. Right. I forgot. Not just any shape, it's a parallelogram.
Parallelogram? According to locals and the Williamson brothers, the parallelogram holds a significant relationship to the mystery behind the island, as it is a shape that is found throughout the island, as well as on old rocks and businesses throughout the island, and is taught on schools throughout the island as a four-sided plain rectilinear figure with opposite sides parallel.
Yeah, that's what a parallelogram is. What the heck is so special about that? Hey, guys! Look at this!
Well, what do you have to say for yourself now, Billy?
What are you holding? I what is it? I can't even see that.
That's a curly red hair.
A red hair? How could a red hair have gotten into a parallelogram-shaped swamp on an island? Could this be another clue? Or is this simply another one of the island's many misleading hints to a secret treasure? Luckily for the brothers, hair has been able to hold DNA and many other substances inside of itself for over 349 years.
For over 300? Are you real?
Let's get some DNA results on this pronto. We may be onto something.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
After waiting for the test results for 4 weeks, we find the brothers and colleagues back in the war room anxiously waiting for the test results that they sent to Will back home at their Traverse City location 4 weeks ago.
Oh, what do you got for us, Will?
Well, we've got some good news and some bad news.
Hit me with a bad. Get it out of the way.
The hair sample that you sent to me was lost.
Lost?
Lost?
Yep, for about 3 weeks, but we found it. Now, the good news is it is human.
Human?
Dude, stop. Let him finish.
And we did find in it, and I think you're really gonna like this, traces of steroids, bad prop jokes, as well as a failing career.
Steroids? Bad prop jokes?
could it be?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, Carrot Top?
I told you, the swamp is gold!
Tune in again next week on the South of the Straits podcast as we dig deeper into the mystery and try to get another step closer to understanding the curse of Joke Island.
The curse of Joke Island.
Dude!
Yeah.
That is so funny!
Dogfight in the house all of a sudden. Hey, welcome back to the South of the Straits podcast. Sideshow Nate, Dan Straight hanging out with you.
Howdy. Merry Christmas, doll.
We're doing a little bit of a different Christmas show. You know, I wanted to do it like feeling with a family and what that, you know, since Christmas is a family time.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a mistake. My dogs are out. My dogs have gotten out of the pen now, and they are, you can hear the dog.
We created
a
nightmare by doing that.
That was a horrible idea, Dan. I don't know what you were thinking about.
Let that poor doggy out of there. Worst idea ever.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
See, I can't help it. I love the dogs,
man.
He's
a good dog. He just won't shut up, man.
Came in here and knocked me off my axis, though. He just threw me through a loop.
He's the type of dog that'll just sit there and give you kiss after kiss after kiss. Listen to it. No. Can you hear it back there?
That was our fault. You'll probably hear that most of the show.
Oh,
maybe you should play
thinking?
Some ambiance Christmas music or something.
That's you know what? Yes. let's get our Christmas on.
Oh.
What was I thinking? I forgot about the Christmas music. Oh, look at this. My daughter, Diana, has just brought up a Christmas miracle.
I can't believe it. It is a...
A ladybug.
A ladybug in the middle on Christmas Day.
A ladybug on Christmas Day. Yes,
is it dead?
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight, man. It's
alive.
It's alive.
Crawling on her hand. That's awesome. You better put that thing in your room.
These ladybugs live throughout my house. Somebody shut that dog up. Jeez.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking around. Merry Christmas. It's great. We're having fun.
You just see the look you got?
Hey, you know, there's a band out there in Traverse City who is looking for a drummer. We just recently had them on, yes. If you remember back when we were...
All they had to do was call me, man. Drum it up. No,
there
actually, I suck.
Oh, okay. There's a band out there. These guys right here. Remember these guys? There's a Liquor Box out of sorry about that, Dan.
Whiskey Driven and Hellbound.
That's
by Liquor
right.
Box.
Yep. The
jam
band.
Right there, buddy.
Jim put something out there. I noticed on the Facebook area the other day on the Traverse City Musicians Guild that they are looking for a drummer. If anybody
someone
is,
to kill the drums.
Hey, man. If you think that you can play this stuff, then yeah. I mean, it's. Get to your nails.
There you go.
If you can play the drums, you can keep time with that, man. You got a band.
Yeah. I hit my drums with the sling blade one time. It didn't work too well.
Oh, it didn't work too well, no.
Yeah, it's shaped like a banana, sharp on one end.
So, yeah,
there's
a little bit of local news there for you, a little local
dude,
news.
Drummer, come on.
Yeah, yep.
There's drummers out there that are willing to come do this, I know it. There's
for
a drummer
sure.
that's looking for a band.
For sure.
And they're
sure.
listening to this show, and it's Christmas time, and they feel the Christmas cheer, and they're like, dude, that is the band I want to be with.
And
it's going to happen.
So.
It's going to be a Christmas miracle. It's going to be magical. Just wait. Just watch what
my
happens.
My angry wife walking past right now. Hey, I just get the middle finger. I love you, babe. Merry Christmas to you, honey.
Fantastic idea.
Well, yeah. It was the last time we're ever doing the show at my house.
Exactly.
You know?
But hey,
my family hates it.
Fun.
They don't like the show. They don't like my podcast.
We're
going
to have one of your daughters on the show.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe Izzy. Izzy, would you like to be on the show at all? Or
bring the chair up. You're going to help sing, right?
Yeah, we were going to sing a song. We had this big thing that I had planned. We're going to do the 12 days of Michigan music. The 12 days of
Michigan music.
That's right. You know, like they got the 12 days of Christmas. Well, right. we love Michigan music, as you can probably tell if you read Friday's Record Eagle. Where's my...
Yes.
I got that.
Well, you
got
to understand that I just got this script thrown in front of me here and said, here you go, dude, sir. You got to sing this song. And God, it's like karaoke right now.
It's going to be a little bit different because I wrote this today, pretty much. I wrote it, last night for the most part, but I wrote it, I finished it up this morning. Izzy, how you doing, babe?
good.
There you go. You want to put, put your headphones on so you can hear yourself? There you go.
Howdy.
I wrote up my own version of the 12 Days of Christmas, turned it into 12 Days of Michigan Music, because I just love Michigan music. Now, you know, I got to say that, you know, nobody knows what they're about to sing. Nobody really knows what they're about to sing. Nobody knows what they're about to hear either. So we're
right.
This is going to be something different for all of us all at once. Now, since we have three of us participating, mm-hmm. I guess what we could do is like I'll do one line. Izzy, do a line.
I'll
and
grab
then,
third.
And then Dan, and then I, and then Izzy, and then Dan, and then I, and then Izzy,
you
and
mean
then
like
Dan.
A paragraph or like a
no, just
sentence.
just a line. Okay, you'll do like you'll do day two. Okay, and then you'll do day five.
So a paragraph.
I guess, yeah, okay. If that works for you, that works for you. Let's see if we can do this. I think it's possible.
Okay, I think we got this.
You think we can do this? Okay.
I'm thinking so.
I have my daughter, my daughter Charisma, as well as my daughter Zoe. Everybody's singing in.
You're going to sing?
Here we go. This is our...
Say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Very close.
Shy hi.
Good try,
say
bud.
Hi.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, here we go. Sing along if you know the words. Nobody does. On the first day of Michigan music, my true love gave to me a venue to rock much forth in Traverse City. There you go.
On the second day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock much forth in Traverse City.
Good job, Dan.
On the third day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock much forth in Traverse City. On the fourth day of music, my true love gave to me, four calls from Walker. Man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock march forth in Traverse City.
Oh, we're speeding up, aren't we? Here we go.
On the fifth day of Michigan music, my true love gave to me 365 radio network. Four calls from Walker. Man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock march forth in Traverse City.
Okay, we're going too fast. Okay, now get back to the music.
Sixth day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, 6 o'clock on Mondays, 365
radio network.
Four calls from Walker, man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
Are we going too fast?
No.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, 7 o'clock on Sundays, 6 o'clock on Mondays, 365
radio network. Four calls from Walker, man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
On the eighth day of Michigan music, my true love said to me,
South of the Street Podcast, 7 o'clock on Sunday, 6 o'clock on Monday, 365. Four calls from Walker, man, this guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
Oh, we're gonna get through it.
On the ninth day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, like us on Facebook, South of the Straits Podcast, 7 o'clock on Sunday, 6 o'clock on Mondays, 365
radio network.
We're doing good.
Four calls from Walker, man, that guy is weird. I hope I meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
Okay, here we go.
On the 10th day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, live on Ski Town Stereo, like us on the Facebook, South of the Straits Podcast, 7 o'clock on Sundays, 6 o'clock on Mondays, 365
radio network.
Four calls from Walker, man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
Okay, 11th day.
On the 11th day of Michigan music, my true love said to me, amazing how we got here, live on Ski Town Stereo, like us on the Facebook, South of the Straits Podcast, 7 o'clock on Sundays, 6 o'clock on Mondays,
365
Radio Network.
Four calls from Walker.
Man, that guy is weird. I hope I get to meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
Last one, guys.
On the 12th day of Michigan Music, but you loved it to me.
This is what she said.
12 steps to recover. Amazing how we got here live on Ski Town Stereo. Like us on the Facebook, South Down the Streets podcast. 7 o'clock on Sundays, 6 o'clock on Mondays. 365
Radio Network.
Four calls from Walker.
Man, that guy is weird. I sure hope that
I can meet him at a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City.
Which I really hope will be the Hollow, because that place looks really, really, really cool, and I'm sure becoming human can rock the doors right off the place, but I need the guy to get back to me, like, soon.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, we did it! Throw this thing away!
Oh, jeez, oh, Pete.
Yes!
How did we ever get through that? Oh, my gosh. I don't remember it being that difficult during the Christmas musicals. Remember the plays we had to do when we were kids?
Dude, jeez. Because there was like 12 other people singing, it didn't matter.
I'm sweating over here.
Someone was going to get it. You didn't have to sing through the whole thing like that.
It was
that.
Just down, you know, and like, go. I don't remember it being that tough, but we did it.
I'm definitely sweating.
Yes! Hey. Did you like the message about Walker in there, dude?
Dude, you know what? Walker left a message earlier today.
You gotta be kidding me. Now the guy's coming back to haunt us.
Dude, listen, you ready?
Of course, Walker. Why wouldn't Walker call us on Christmas?
Hey, guys, it's Walker. I just wanted to call and say Merry Christmas. It's just me and Kitty Cat here. Oh, we just had a little Christmas feast. We cooked a little bit of turkey and mixed it with some cat food. And it's just us two here. But last night I started to feel the Christmas spirit coming on, you know. And
maybe he's not so
I
bad.
I wanted to do something real special, so I got all dressed up in my Santa suit and put my special Santa thong on. And
What?
I cruised over to Nate's house and I slipped down through the chimney. Nobody heard me come in. And I just stood there at the foot of Nate's bed, and I watched him for like 2 hours. And then I made a sandwich, and I head out the door. So
wait,
I just
want
to say Merry Christmas, and I'll be listening to South of the Streets.
Whoa, wait a second.
Love you, Dan. Love you, Nate. Merry Christmas.
I hate you, Walker.
No, dude.
Hate
I woke
you.
Up this morning, and I went to make toast, and we didn't have any bread.
Shut it. You're kidding me.
Wait, maybe I didn't have any bread last night when I first
went. For the past 2 days.
Oh, we haven't had any bread?
No.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm not paying attention. Okay.
Dude! Oh, that was close. Maybe Walker did come here last night is what I'm thinking. He did come here and he watched you.
That would
he
be
watched
creepy.
You sleep.
That would be a little bit different. That'd be,
Well, you know what? As much as I hate to say it.
Say it to hate it. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Walker.
Merry Christmas, Walker.
You're not special to us, but we're special to you.
And to be honest, I mean, I would let a man from another podcast say,
I hate you.
I really do.
And we hate you, Walker.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
So,
I mean, it's getting to the point now, Walker, where you're getting into my house.
There's going to be a bullet.
Are you threatening me? Yeah, we're getting to that point.
When I see you, I'm going to throw a bullet at you and then say, the next one is coming a lot faster, buddy.
But, Walker.
A lot faster.
Hey, man, if you were listening to our 12 Days of Michigan music right there, we are looking for a venue to rock March 4th in Traverse City. I want to rock a venue so damn bad. Now, here's what happened. I was approached by the guys from Becoming Human. They said, man, we want to do a show in Traverse City. Can you put this together? What? No. You can't go, Charisma. You're going to sit right here through this whole story. And I was like, dude, okay, let's do this, you know? So I'm looking for a venue now. I've got some bands that are all lined up, man. Well, I'll tell you one that is definitely going to be opening up for the whole thing. It's going to be 5 after 5 opening.
Right.
And then I'm working on the meat and potatoes of everything until I get to the full entire meal, man, at the end with Becoming Human. Becoming Human will be the headliner. But we're looking for a venue now. I went to the Hollow. That place is sweet. If anybody has been to the Hollow, do you know where the Hollow is there, Dan? It's over on Beitner Street off of Woodmere.
Yeah.
Back where,
of course that, I know where the Hollow's at, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. Come on, that place now is so cool. And I they got like a little mini indoor skate park in there and everything, dude. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's totally
looking
cool, man. Go check that place out, man. I mean, I would love to do a show there.
I want that place.
My cousin Trevor is in a band, and he's been like hitting me up like crazy. Dude, let me get down on the show. I want everyone to hear what I got going on. I'm like, dude, for sure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He sent me some of his stuff. Dude, it rocks. We're gonna have to feature this dude at some point in time.
Okay.
Because he rocks.
You know what? I did get in contact with Trevor. Trevor has a...
He said he was going to hit you up.
Yeah,
so
he was
like,
hitting me up. And I told him, he's like, now I live in Wisconsin. I'm like,
yeah, I know. I was like, dude,
okay, well,
Michigan
now,
music.
Now listen, this is the way that it is. There is a loophole in it all. You do have to have ties back to Michigan. Now, like, say for instance, we got like a big, say somebody from, Florida is coming to Michigan. Well, I-75 runs straight from Florida to Michigan. There's your tie.
You know? Hey, listen, this is another thing, you know? It's like, hey, I'm willing, we're totally willing to come there and do a show whenever. Like, we'll come there. It's no big deal.
You
want
to go to Wisconsin?
No, like, they're saying they'll come here to Michigan to rock show.
Oh.
So we could totally play their music, and they'll be here to rock shows for people.
Yeah,
it's all good. It doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah, if there's a band that's coming to the Michigan area, you want to promote your band, you want to promote the show that's going to be coming up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, say you're from Arizona, say you're from California, say you're from some other state.
You got ties back to Michigan, you know? Yeah.
If you're going to be doing a show in Michigan, let me know. I'll talk about that. I definitely love to, man.
If you're doing a show in Michigan, this is Michigan music right there.
Yeah, well,
that's how it happens.
I like to play and highlight the real Michigan musicians more than anything. I think that's the most important thing to me right there.
Sure.
As you can read in the
Homegrown
Record Eagle. But, I'd like to, if you do have some music that is, you know, in some way you can tie everything back to Michigan, hey, you know what? If you can tie it back and stump me, maybe even, if you can find a way that it actually all comes back to Michigan, then definitely I'd love to play it.
We'll check him out, and that'll be a fun show.
Yeah, he's related to you. I mean, he's got family in Michigan. Boom.
I think he was born in Michigan, so he's Michigan through and through.
Good.
Just moved away for a little bit.
That works for me, man.
Yeah, so.
All right. Do you hear the snot that just came through my nose? Yeah, everybody's sick over here at the Berkey house.
Everyone's sick, dude. Are you sick? How long have you been feeling like crud?
How are you feeling there, kid?
About a month and a half.
Really?
About a month and a half?
What? Well, this is the first that he's heard of it.
Yeah, why didn't you tell me about these things?
Because you guys don't care.
I do care! What?! You guys don't care. You're insane, kid.
She wants off the mic so bad, she's going to start bad-mouthing you. Get off. Get off the show. You're out of here.
You're good. Get on. Yeah.
She's like, I want to go, please.
You tell people about how I wipe myself when I use the facilities.
You don't.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of... You don't. Why did I kill him? Why didn't I kill her mic?
I don't know.
You know what I got for a Christmas gift today?
What's that?
I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Now, there's this spray stuff that you see on the TV and stuff, this commercial. You ever heard VI poo? You ever heard of VI poo treatment?
Yes, you spray it in the toilet and then it covers the poo smell
from coming out. Yeah, the stink of
it
your
like
devil's
lays
donuts.
It lays a layer over the water so no smell can come up through the water.
Yeah, so my wife got me some of that.
I don't know, honey.
She
got you that?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I got poo-pourri.
Well, oh my God, dude. You got to tell me if it works.
It does. It works great.
Does it?
Yes, I used it. It was incredible.
That's fantastic.
Oop, 3-year-old getting on the microphone over there. We are doing the show tonight.
Merry Christmas, honey. Say
Merry Christmas.
Can you say Merry Christmas on that mic?
No,
can you?
No, she's
you say
all
in
mad
this
at
one.
You.
You say right here.
She's getting all upset at you.
Nope, she ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it. That's what she says. Mm. All right,
she said, I'll
whack
you with a sling blade before I do it.
Okay, get down, honey.
It's going to be a festive evening tonight. As I said, we may be going over to Kimberly Lane over off of...
I think I'm
going
to head there on the way home, actually. I'm doing that.
It's kind of on your way, yeah.
I'll take a picture. I'll try to upload it to the site there.
They got this cool thing that's going on Kimberly Lane where you go down there and you can watch the Christmas lights, and they're all sequenced with the music that you can tune tune in on your own radio, 99.5 FM, while you're driving through there. As soon as you get out of there, I don't think that it's working anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you drive through there, and it's a cool little light display. So if you're looking for something to do with your family tonight on Christmas, you know, it's one of those Christmas. Maybe you have a family tradition of going out and looking at Christmas lights or something.
That's the place to go.
Yes, that's the place to go tonight, man.
So I kind of want to shift gears for just 1 second because we're talking about Christmas cheer and trying to live a happy life. And
for sure,
you know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't really living a happy life, and they're just tied up with addiction, and they're just strung out on all kinds of stuff. And it's happening here in Traverse City a lot more and more recently. Like, people are like dying all over the place from ODing, and like, I know almost everybody here has been affected by something like that. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going wild. So, you know, if you have an addiction, you really need to go get help, man. It's not really something that you can do by yourself. I mean,
no.
It actually, you know, a heroin addiction or something can actually physically change the structure of your brain, dude.
Yeah,
the chemistry of your brain.
Alcohol, too. I can
alcohol
say that.
Alcohol, too. I mean, any real addiction, I mean, you know, it's just not something that you can beat on your own. You have to go get help.
And I think that's a good point.
I just want to encourage people.
I'd actually like to do, and I think we're going to start doing from here on forward, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Bob Barker does the go and help a pet, spay and neuter your pets?
Yeah.
I think we're going to do that with addicts. Not spay and neuter them, but we're gonna tell you all that what I'd like to do is, if you're an addict, you know somebody that's an addict, if you're looking for any way that to get off of the junk that you're on, I'd like to maybe help them out. I think that would be a great service that we could possibly do for the community right there.
Let's hook up with some recovery places here in town. I got some places I can talk to, for sure. And let's just promote the crap out of that and have our phone available to call, too, if you need some help.
You know, and I do want to stress this, too. Now, there's everybody out there. You can drink. I mean, to be honest with me, it's just not for me. I can't do it myself, you know? And that's just the way that it works when it comes to alcohol.
There's people that can't drink, Nate.
If you can do it responsibly, it's a great thing, really, I think. I mean, I think you can have a great time. You can go out and be a good person. But, man, you get to the point where you're ending up like sideshow drunkaholic, man. Holy
cow. You know, I don't drink alcohol, but not because I have any real problem with it or anything. I don't really like feeling drunk or anything.
Right.
I don't even like alcohol buzz anymore. But, you know, so it's just really not for me. But I don't have an addiction to it. I know what you're saying. I could go have a drink right now.
Right,
it wouldn't
even
be a problem. But there's some people out there, if they have that drink, it's over, dude. You're not seeing them for another month.
And
they could be dead next time you see them. And the same with this heroin thing that's going on, dude.
I think it's a great idea, Dan. We are going to do that. We're going to do that from here on out.
Get off this. Live the real life. No one wants to wake up in the morning thinking, dude, where am I going to get some dope to make myself feel better today?
Oh,
or what's it going to happen when this prescription runs out and I'm, you know, don't have a refill anymore? Because they're highly addicted to something, you know, and it's a horrible feeling, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
So who wants to live that kind of life, man? Get help.
It's not fun. And yes, we will do that from here on out.
Plus,
from now on, addicts are people.
But it's their families that suffer too, man. I mean, when you become this addict, you know, people start stealing. And like, you know, you've watched the shows. I know all the information that all of you know. It's the same story every time, so get out, you know, try to get off the stuff. If you need help, we want to help you. So we're going to start putting some numbers out there. We're going to try helping everybody.
We'll get it all organized after this show because we just decided to do this. Yeah, so we just decided to do this.
It just hit my heart. It's Christmas. You know, something happened recently. I just heard of a fella that passed away, and it hit my heart. You know, I was thinking about it on Christmas, and like, this has got to stop, dude.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy. And like I said, there's not one person listening right now that hasn't been affected in one way or another somehow by this. I guarantee it.
And you
it's
know
crazy,
what?
Dude.
But next week is New Year's Day. Hey, start thinking about your resolutions. You know, maybe that's a good thing. You know, I mean, kick the booze, kick the heroin if you're doing the heroin. You know, I mean, that's or anything else that is really that's detrimental to your own body.
Right,
you know?
And we're gonna get some numbers together for you to go get that help on the next show. You know,
that's a great idea. Good thinking there, Dan. Yeah,
hey,
let's do that. Let's definitely do that.
That way,
buddy.
You won't wobble when you swing your sling blade.
All right, so, let's play a little bit of music really quickly here, Dan. You know what? It's like I was saying. We've got those buddies of ours there. Liquorbox. Liquorbox is looking for a drummer. So we're going to try to get them hooked up with a drummer. But, you know, I'd like to first play a little bit of their music if you haven't listened to it yet. Liquorbox, right out of the Traverse City area. We actually, we listened to these guys when we were down in that Ski Town Stereo show. Cereal. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
We
and that's where the fluffer said, "I pity the fool."
That's right.
Punk, mother punk, I pity the fool. And he won the Liquorbox CD, and we've never seen the old fluffer.
He hasn't
fluffer.
Showed up
we
to get
never
it yet.
Seen that old fluffer.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta come get it, buddy.
Mother fluffer.
Muckalucka.
Sucker.
Hey, dude.
All right, no.
Wow,
yeah.
We got really you know close what? To saying
I'm
going to
keep.
There.
I'm going to keep your CD, dude. I don't know. I think I might take it home
right.
with me. You well, forfeited
okay, here,
it
here
by
you
now.
Go.
You
here, if there, we got any drummers out there looking for a band, on the back side of this advertisement, we're gonna play something for Buds real quick. Buds yeah. Complete Auto. I
love that.
I've been
place.
Doing a little bit of work with Bud on the backside there. If you haven't heard already,
I've heard nothing but good about Bud.
Did I just say that I've been doing a little bit of stuff on the backside of the Bud?
You may have.
I don't think I said it right.
On the back burner okay. with Bud?
Back burner? I don't know. Behind the scenes, well, I've been talking about and whatnot, and we are, if you listen to the beginning of the show, it says, you know, everything's brought to you by Bud's Complete Auto, as well as this song that we're going to play on the other side of this little word yeah. from Bud. We're going to listen to Liquorbox, Hop in the Car and the Drive
mm-hmm.
on South of the Straits
Can't
podcast.
Can't do that without old Bud.
SkiTownStereo.com. But yeah, we gotta listen to Bud's really
Come
quickly
on,
here, baby.
Buddy.
If you're like me, then you probably don't know much about what's going on under that hood of your rusty Chevrolet this holiday season. So, for people like us, we let Bud's Complete Auto unwrap all the weird sounds we hear knocking around our car. Bud's does it all.
They fix your dents and heat your vents and take the frost away. They even have a loaner car to help you through your day. Hey!
Bud's Complete Auto, 231-499-9119. Just a half mile south of Chum's Corners.
Liquor Box right there on the South of the Straits podcast. Yeah. Sideshow Nate and Dan Strait hanging out with you. We're also on SkiTownStereo.com down there, 99.5 FM in the downtown Muskegon area.
Stormy. Stormy weather is down there. What up, buddy?
Hey, man. Well, yeah, if you want to hop in the car and drive, dude, you know, you're heading down there. Yeah, maybe you're going.
Just kidding.
Also, yeah, another thing, if you want to if you're driving, you know, you want to go and see like
then
a...
You want to see him?
You want, no, I'm not even talking about that, man. You want to talk about some serious... beaten down.
Oh, that's right, dude.
Man.
From Reese.
Reese. This is the music that you'll be hearing when he's walking out. Reese Brink.
I'm getting pumped up. I'm ready to fight right now.
Reese Brink, baby. He is going to be down at the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids January 7th. He's going to be fighting Kenneth No Show Cross. Is that what they're calling him? Or,
he's going to be crushing grills in
something
out there.
Like that, yeah. He's going to be putting the beat down. Yeah, putting the beat down onto Kenneth Cross.
What
That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting
Dude, he's zero. He's zero, like
2-0. He's 2-0 right now. Yeah,
so he hasn't been beat yet. So.
Yep. And his first fight, as we listened to him last week, it was with a girl.
You know what? I re-listened to the episode, and he didn't say it was with a girl.
Oh, it
was over a girl.
Oh, it was over a girl.
With another dude, and I totally thought he was talking about a girl. But anyway,
it was
another dude over a girl. But yeah, he got beat down in the first fight ever.
Yep, first fight ever. But I tell you what, the guy's come back. He actually, what was he was saying? There was a little small town rivalry that was going on between him and another guy in the Gaylord area there. And I guess
that guy talked.
He was talking all this
about
crap.
His family. His dad passed away, and this guy was like
something
bullying him about his family, like talking smack.
Yeah,
he's like, I want to crush this.
And
dude.
This guy was he was a MMA fighter himself.
Okay.
So Reese was
yeah.
like, dude, I'll take you on. I want to put you on in the ring. And the guy backed down, and he never even showed up to the fight. So it was like, you know, I mean, Reese was already putting up a big...
you know, I always wonder, is in that industry of fighters, like, you know, I wonder if there's bullies.
Yeah, bullies in the...
Because these guys are like... I always think of the bullies as the guys that are going to, like, the fighters, sorry, that are going to beat up the bully. They're like, dude, you mess with this dude, I'm going to smash you.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I think of an MMA fighter. But now, you know, I bet you there's some bully MMA fighters that try to punk everybody out.
Probably
is. And I pretend in my mind that that's the opponent that's going up against Reese, and I want to see him smash that dude.
God, that's awesome. Hey, now, here's one thing, though.
Motivation.
As Jim Steele said, hop in the car and drive.
Drive it up.
Then there is going to be a actual live stream event that you can attend.
That's right.
That's going to be happening at Mill Street Pizza.
Right.
That's in the, where is that? Where's Mill Street? Is that in Gaylord?
Did you talk about it? I don't got my scream in front of me this time.
I know, I'm sitting here trying to remember.
I came to your place, buddy.
Mill Street Pizza, though, yeah. Mill Street Pizza. It's a $40 all-you-can-eat event. The doors are opening at 6:30. They're going to have free giveaways. I think it is in the Gaylord area there. Pork loin, mashed potatoes and more, pizza wings, salad bar. Fight starts at 7. As I said, the doors are opening at 6:30. Mill
live
Street
stream.
Pizza. Yep. Live stream event to watch Reese Brink. Reese, what was it? Showtime? Yes.
Reese smash your face in Brink is about to come bring the heat.
I better be careful about what I say because he'll come down here and just smack me around,
probably.
You know? I mean, it was like the last time we had him on. It was like, what, am I going to say something to him? Like, no, don't do that. No, the guy's going to whoop me. But yes, January 7th. January 7th at the Deltaplex. Reese Showtime Brink. I'm just not able to talk tonight. Taking on Kenneth. He must have got lost. Thought he was the boss. Cross.
Lost.
You know, the next thing that's going to happen is this Cross guy is going to come find me, man.
Yeah, he's like, dude, you were talking smack about me, called me, thought I was the boss. Well, we'll show you his boss, dude. He's going to rock you. He's going to come here and rock. And I will videotape every minute of it, and I'll probably get beat up in it, too, because I got your back, and we'll both try to take this dude on.
You want to hear some goofy random audio?
Yeah.
Listen up, brother. Here's your Hulk Hogan. They call yourself the sideshow. Well, I'm the whole show. I'll tell you something right now. When those 94,000 screaming Hulkamaniacs in the Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit, Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan, were screaming. That's why I knew Hulkamania would run wild forever.
Brother.
All right, brother. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you think you're the best, buddy? Let me tell you something right now, brother. This is Hulk Hogan, brother. I'll come down there. I'll step on your toes, brother. You can't even start to mess with me. I got all the Hulkamanias with me, brother. Oh, brother. Okay.
Yeah,
Let that end. Hey, give me some Christmas music.
It's Christmas, everybody. That's right.
Aww.
Yep, Christmas. And, you know, Dan likes to do his damn straight facts, buddy, I'll tell you.
Hey.
And you found some facts
Dan's
about Christmas.
Straight up Christmas facts tonight.
Dan's straight up Christmas
couple
facts.
Couple little ones for you guys.
Very, very, very cool.
Early illustrations of St. Nicholas make him out to be a stern symbol of discipline rather than the jolly, overweight elf that children know today.
Really?
Yeah, the earlier, illustrations of him, he was a...
Wasn't he a rather thin guy?
Yeah. He was a saint.
And now, for some reason, he got really fat over the years.
Check this one.
All them cookies.
All letters addressed to Santa
all them
in
cookies
the United States.
All them cookies and no from Mrs. Claus.
That's what happens, though.
Yeah.
Let it get too out of control. Okay. All letters addressed to Santa Claus in the United States, they go to Santa Claus, India.
What? There's a Santa Claus, India?
There's
really?
A Santa Claus, India, and that's where all the letters end up.
Oh, my gosh. I want to send one now. I didn't know that. India. So, wait a minute now. Is it like did they outsource? Did Santa outsource all the way to India?
I don't know what the deal is.
He just
is.
Got
just,
sick of them, and he yes. decided...
This next fact doesn't even really sound like it's related to Christmas, but okay, I'll throw it in there.
Okay.
Engineers that designed the Voyager space mission planned things out so it would avoid planetary encounters during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wait a minute.
I don't even understand. Okay, so it avoids planetary encounters during Thanksgiving and
is
Christmas.
Is there some sort of like planetary thing that happens
probably
around that time that we weren't aware of? I mean,
someone out there listening knows what I'm talking about, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. There's a village in Peru where people settle their previous year's grudges by fist fighting it out. They then start the new year off on a clean slate.
Hey,
and,
there you go.
Feel a lot better about each other, buddy.
Like a little purge or something
Smoke
like that.
Smoke ciggies and drink a couple holiday cheers.
So they just go and beat each other's asses and then everything's fine.
Hey, check this out. Telling scary ghost stories is an old Christmas Eve tradition that has died out in the past century.
Telling ghost stories?
Telling ghost stories on Christmas is an old Christmas Eve tradition.
Really?
Like, on Christmas Eve, sorry. Yeah, but it died out a century ago.
Why would you tell ghost stories? I mean, about what?
I don't know.
Where are you getting these facts?
The ghost of Christmas. I bet you that's where he was, like, got the parts for, like, the ghost of Christmas past and the ghost of Christmas present, you know.
Okay.
For the story.
Okay, so that's
the Christmas Carol story. Maybe that's where it came from originally.
Gotcha.
Because people used to tell ghost stories on Christmas Eve.
Right.
I never knew that. I just found that out. But, yeah, all facts brought to you by thefactsite.com. So, thanks for listening to that, guys.
They were the ones that they gave
me
that.
I looked for the facts about Christmas, and I got a couple there.
Hey, you know, while we're dropping the words of where we're getting all of our information, I should let the folks know that Merry Christmas background music that you're listening to right now is brought to you by Kevin McLeod of the Incomptech.com. Incomptech.com.
Okay,
licensed
cool.
under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Yes.
Dude.
I want to make sure that guy doesn't come back and try to shoot me or something.
Well, I'll tell you what, the music sounds wonderful, so thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
We love it.
Hey, and Kevin McLeod's got some great stuff out there. Actually, I see everybody steals it all the time. I think that we should maybe talk about this really quickly. There's some music that's coming up in Traverse City. You know, I haven't been doing my local scene lately, so I should let people know what's some of the music that's coming up in Traverse City this week. We've got on Wednesday. You know, everybody takes a couple days off after Christmas, and then things start moving around again. Christopher Wink will be at Rare Bird in Traverse City. Why can't I say bird? Rare Bird. I
think
it's the R and the R and the R. Something.
Sound like a goof.
I know. You sound like a dork. Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Rare Bird Brew Pub.
Okay.
So many R's. The Workshop Live Jazz Jam is also going to be happening at the Workshop Brewing Company in the Warehouse District down there.
I know the spot.
Yep, right next door to where the Inside Out used to be there.
There it is.
Wednesday at 6 p.m. Also, Levi Britton. We had him on the show once. I've had him on the show. Actually, I was supposed to have him on the show, but he never answered the phone, so we didn't really have him on, but
I remember
we kind of had him one.
Levi Britton.
Levi Britton live Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. at Seven Monks Tap Room in the Traverse City. Thursday, December 29th, Levi's getting back out there, man. Olives and Wine. He's going to be at Olives and Wine on Thursday
Dude,
at 7
p.m. He's tearing up the scene, huh?
He's back in the area, man. He was, he had a band, Silver, what was it? Silver Suns or something like that. He was doing some music with another band for a while there. He was kind of collaborating with them, and their music actually started blowing up like crazy after a couple songs that they had written. And so I think he's been like out of Traverse City maybe for a while. I don't know. He's back. Here he is. Levi Blitton. Yeah.
My dude.
The Go Rounds and M Sword Holiday Party. At the Hollow. At the Hollow. You know what? Now, maybe this is where we got to go so that I can talk to the guy so that we can get our thing all set up, dude.
Let's do it.
That's the place I want to do that show March 4th, dude. I want to go to the Hollow. That place is awesome.
It's going to be such a rocking show, dude. We're going to have so many cool bands.
Friday, we got Luke Linsalo. No, I don't want to talk about that guy. Let's talk about this one. Blues by the Bay, West Bay Beach Resort. Friday, 7 p.m. at the West Beach Resort. You know where that is.
I like the blues.
Yeah.
Know it.
The 31st, Brother James and Turbo Pop. You know, New Year's Eve, everybody, I don't know where to go on New Year's Eve anymore, you know? There's so many places.
The ball drop for...
that's probably where I would rather go than anything. Yes,
we're doing that.
The Traverse City, the Cherry Tea Ball Drop. We will be down there. We're going to be hanging out with Crystal Frost and all those folks.
We're going to get my brother John Smitty. He's going to be down there.
It's going to be fun.
From Lead Plan Marketing down here in Traverse City.
Yeah, there's no other place to go for New Year's Eve.
Right.
Just go downtown Traverse City. That's the place to go.
Fun.
What do they have, like 25,000 people down there a couple years ago or something?
It was just
wall-to-wall people. The temperatures, I remember, it was like at the time, it was like -4 or something. Dude. But there were so many people breathing with their mouths open that it was warm. It was nice and warm in downtown Travers there.
We could set up our mobile podcast in the truck and then put our wireless mics on and go out and like do a little segment.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, wireless mics, remember?
Oh,
we bought them.
Oh, my gosh,
things.
Why didn't we think about that? Yeah, we'll go out, we'll do a couple segments or something.
Dude, it goes like a tenth of a mile, a half a mile, dude.
Dude, that's great thinking, Dan. Oh, my gosh.
See,
okay.
You guys are going to know about New Year's, too. And
that
I think because
fun.
We're set up to go live like any time. So when a new app comes out, you guys will be able to get notifications whenever we go live, just like sporadically. We decided to go live out of nowhere, and you'll find out about it. But
there's a new app that's going to be coming out soon.
It's awesome.
And I also want to, you know, while we're wrapping up the show right now, we're getting to that point of the show, man.
Yeah.
I might as well tell everybody, hey, if anybody wants to advertise, like Buds is doing a great job, man. Did you hear that little clip, man? Buds is, he's a great guy. He did the auto shop that he's got right over there off of Chum's Corners, just down the road from Chum's Corners. Bud's been there for about, I don't know, like 20 years or something. His dad used to own that place before he passed on, and now Bud's is running it, and he's doing just as great of a quality job on all the, and they don't do just one thing. They do everything, you know? I mean, they fix, as you heard, they fix your dents and they heat your vents. Yeah, they do it all, man. Check out Bud's Complete Auto there.
Last week, I think we had Rick from Got Graphics in Traverse City.
Yes,
you know, I'm getting good feedback, so
Merry Christmas to you, Rick.
That's buddy.
That's very good that you came down here. That was awesome. And also, who else did we have over the past year, man? We might as well say thank you and Merry Christmas.
Lead Plan. Thank you.
Folks from Geo Camo.
That's right.
Yes, Rod over there. Thank you for a wonderful year.
Merry Christmas
to you, buddy. And
Lead Plan Marketing. Sorry, I had already said that. From my brother John.
Custom computer design and repair down in the Muskegon down there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh gosh, who else? We've had a few people that got on board.
Got Graphics. Then we had.
I was going to say, I really wanted to say thank you to Teresa, the lady with the biggest heart in the world over there at the Fife Lake Makers place. The Fife Lake Makers, we've got a new TV show that we're going to be working on here. The Maker TV, looking forward to that. That's going to be fun, dude.
We're going to be doing some hosting, me and Nate.
Yes.
You get to see us on TV instead of over the waves.
Yeah, you can see how ugly we were. the newspaper didn't do enough justice. Neither did the Vic McCarty show. Remember, we were on
speaking
with Vic
McCarty.
Thank
Stephanie Brzezinski. Wrote the story about us in the Record Eagle, dude. She's awesome. Thank you.
Merry Christmas
out
to you. Yes.
Totally.
And to everybody else, Dallas, my man out there, Dallas.
Big D, what up, dude?
In Las V, man. Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas to you. I see my friend Renee is still with us. Renee, Merry Christmas to you too. Hey, it's been a great year so far, and we get one more show before you know. Well, no, actually, next year is the next time we'll be talking to everybody,
right,
isn't it?
It's gonna be 2017 next time we get the waves.
Yeah, it's gonna be 2017. So,
I'm stoked.
Hey, I'll see you all next year. I guess that's the way that we should look at it, right?
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas,
but yeah,
everybody.
If you want to have your ad, get a hold of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. We're
the best
about
place
that.
In town to do it.
SouthOfTheStraits@gmail.com. Best way to contact us right now. My phone's all messed up. Hey,
cool.
The best mix of music continues on Ski Town Stereo with the Country Connection Show. 8 till midnight on SkiTownStereo.com. Oh, yes. There's Renee. Happy holidays. 99.5 FM. Keep it locked on Muskegon's best mix of music, SkiTownStereo.com. 99.5 FM in the downtown Muskegon area. All right, folks. Merry Christmas to all. Hey, honey.
To all a good night.
Hey, honey, I love you. Whoa, whoa,
oh,
whoa.
She said
hey,
that.
Did you hear that? Hold
one more time.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Love you.
And she said, I love
Merry
you. Oh,
Christmas.
My gosh. Have a good one, folks.
Peace out, y'all. Smoke cigarettes.
But I'm going into labor and I need to ride to the hospital. Can you call me back right away? This is my baby we're talking about.
Listen, you're a crazy weirdo.
I can't listen to this crap before my coffee.
I will dispose of you.
I'm very busy.
Don't drink and drive. That's stupid.
Don't be calling me at night leaving me messages either. Sick of it. You need to get your head out of your ass.
Out of my mind. Couldn't get signed. Gotta go streaking by the bay. Load up your guns. Shoot them for fun. Driving in jacked up Chevrolets. Furlong. Snog spongs. And I never won a thong before. Yeah, right. But now it's time to kick some ass alive. Nervous breakdowns all over town. So ruthless. If you're a pro, give us a call. Stop off the streets.
Listen up, brother. Here's your Hulk Hogan. They call yourself the sideshow. Well, I'm the whole show. I'll tell you something right now. When those 94,000 screaming Hulkamaniacs in the Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit, Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan, were screaming, that's why I knew Hulkamania would run wild forever.